This is Radio Dog Dogs.
Hi everybody, I'm Jim Z and this is Radio Doc Dogs. Thanks for tuning in. It's my pleasure to bring you up to date on all the latest and greatest things in the world of Doc Dogs. Let's talk about what's going on this week in events coming up this weekend. It is September 3rd through the 5th. That's right, 3rd through the 5th. Three Rivers Doc Dogs brings you the 2016 Quest for the Belt, Round 3 at Cabela's in Tridelphia, West Virginia, one of Doc Dogs' affiliate clubs, as Doc Dogs has affiliate clubs all over the world. Also going on this weekend, another one of Doc Dogs' affiliates, the Heart of Texas Doc Dogs Club. How you doing, Texas? It's Howl at the Moon in Clean, Texas, running September 3rd and 4th. Also going on, Smoky Mountain Doc Dogs. Hey, Smoky Mountain, what up? It's September 3rd and 4th in Knoxville, Tennessee. It's Paws and Puzzles, brought to you by Smoky Mountain Doc Dogs and a Doc Dogs worldwide event. It is the Hopkinton State Fair, and that is located in Contoocook, New Hampshire. Or maybe it's Contoocook, New Hampshire, or however you would like to say it. Because I'm sure I'm saying it wrong. Nevertheless, those are your Doc Dogs events coming up this weekend. Also, don't forget, we have Dueling Dogs coming up in a few weeks, September 9th through the 11th in Caledonia, Ontario. It is the Dueling Dogs at the Canine Fun Zone. Some Canadian Dueling Dogs going on there. That should be a great time. It is a beautiful, wonderful location from the photographs that I've seen and the people that have told me about their experiences there. Also, Dueling Dogs is at the Bloomsburg Fair September 23rd through the 25th in Bloomsburg, PA. That's in conjunction with a Doc Dogs event that'll be going on the previous week, I believe, or maybe it's the following week. I would double check that if I were you online. I wouldn't trust anything that I say. And Dueling Dogs Last Chance Qualifier. Note this, folks, in Northeast Ohio. It is no longer in Medina, Ohio. The location is North Ridgeville, Ohio. So, hasn't moved too far. Hopefully that doesn't inconvenience you. It's probably about the same for me. Yeah, maybe a little further now that I think about it. Anyway, Dueling Dogs October 7th through the 9th in North Ridgeville, Ohio will be the last Dueling Dogs event of the season and your last chance to get qualified for the World Championships that are going on in Dubuque, Iowa this November. So that's what's going on there in the schedule of Doc Dogs and Dueling Dogs events. I would also like to remind everyone, competitors, spectators, family members, Doc Dogs and Dueling Dogs has a photo and video contest going on each quarter. $100 in cash is given away, one for the best photo of Doc Dogs, one for the best photo of Dueling Dogs, one for the best video of Doc Dogs, and one for the best video of Dueling Dogs. So $400 total will be given away at the end of the quarter, and that's only a month away. So you want to make sure you get your cameras. You don't have to have a fancy camera. You don't have to be a professional photographer. And it doesn't have to be a picture of a dog jumping or anything like that either. We're looking to capture the essence of one of these Doc Dogs or Dueling Dogs events. So maybe it's just a sweet kiss on the face from a handler and a dog. Or maybe you caught someone falling into a pool. Or that would probably be more like Doc Dogs. I think I had previously mentioned, if you fall in the pool for Dueling Dogs, you probably should go get checked out for some kind of balance issues, because if you're not familiar with Dueling Dogs, you need to see what I'm talking about. And by the way, go see it, because it is exciting, edgier seat fun. So that's what's going on. Don't forget the photo and video contest. Go to docdogs.com. All the rules and regulations are online and how you can submit your photos. You submit up to like a dozen of your best photos and a number up to, I think it's 3 minutes, of your best videos, either in total or all one video. And we're not looking for a video compilation. We're just looking for a clip that says it all. And same thing with photos. Well, you know, we're not looking to have to, I mean, obviously a photo tells a story in one. If you want to put multiple ones, that's in there. But again, go ahead and check that out, docdogs.com. Give yourself a chance to win $100. Now, in the world of Radio Doc Dogs, I would also like to make this announcement here and note that we are going to now open up Radio Doc Dogs to guest hosts. If you are a Doc Dogs worldwide member, and you would like to be the guest host of Radio Doc Dogs, and what that is that someone who's out at the event, and typically events that I'm not at, but it could be one that I'm at, and they would like to guest host, all you really need is your cell phone as a recording device and be able to email me your recordings. And if you're familiar with the show, you know what kind of questions I typically ask those that I interview. But we also want you to put your own spin on it, your own style. And we want to get a number of guest hosts submitting from all kinds of Doc Dogs events and Dueling Dogs events around the world. That includes you, Australia, Italy, Europe, everywhere. We would like to hear from you. We just need you to be a Doc Dogs Worldwide member. And you can contact me on Facebook at probably my Precise Video Productions site is probably the best way to go. If you can remember it, it's labby@wowway.com, which is W-O-W-W-A-Y.com. So it's L-A-B-B-I-E at W-O-W-W-A-Y.com. You can email me. I can send you further information. I can help you with any questions that you might have. And don't be shy. Become a Radio Doc Dogs guest host. And the more guest hosts we have, the more we're going to be able to bring fun into this and even have some types of friendly competition. So if you're the type that thought you might like to try this, or I can do way better than Jim at Radio Doc Dogs, then let's do it. You may end up being a host of Radio Doc Dogs yourself in the near future. So give it a try. All worldwide members of Doc Dogs and Dueling Dogs are welcome to be a guest host of Radio Doc Dogs. And I hope you take advantage of it. It really helps me, and it helps make the show more exciting and brings your local area, because there's places that I still have never gotten out to. Puget Sound Doc Dogs. We don't get Radio Doc Dogs. We don't get to talk to people out there. I'm not out there. The time difference makes it more difficult. So it's one of those things that I try to give attention, but I just can't give it the attention. It's just not as easy as some of these other events that I can get to. So please, I encourage you. Let's find a guest host out that way. California, everywhere out west. And, you know, like I said earlier, Australia. But that doesn't limit it either. I mean, if you're right next door to me and you still want to be the guest host of Radio Doc Dogs, let me know. We want you too. So everyone, Radio Doc Dogs, guest hosts, think about it. Be there, do it, contact me. I'd love to help you and tell you how you can get it done. All right, what else is going on? Well, we probably do need to talk a little bit about Worlds, because it is coming up quick. We're just over 2 months away from the Doc Dogs World Competition in Dubuque, Iowa. A lot of the, there's a wild card event coming up, and there's a few other ways through the rankings and everything that you can get the Worlds, but you need to really start thinking about that if you are planning to go or you're trying to attend. Also, I'd be very happy to let you know that the Golden Paw Awards should be even more exciting. There are some special things planned for the Golden Paw Awards beyond what people have seen in the past. There is actually a small committee now that is working towards the success of the Golden Paw Awards, which means that there's going to be a little more variety, a little more change up. It's still going to be, of course, honoring and rewarding those that have excelled in the world of Doc Dogs and Dueling Dogs. But we're trying to bring even more variety, entertainment, and even interaction, if we can, to the Golden Paw Awards. So you definitely want to make sure you keep tabs on that. There should be a Facebook page coming up for that soon, where you can ask questions or just be excited following by all the information that's going to be posted on that and more. So start thinking about those things and thinking about, you know, your plans for Worlds, and definitely include the Golden Paw Awards. All right, with that said, I am going to be talking with a gentleman who you've heard plenty of times here on Radio Doc Dogs. He is, well, he's Jay Harris, and I'm talking with his wife, Deb Harris, as well. We're talking about their new facility that they have just opened up. They just had their first practice, so I think it's really exciting. I know Jay's excited. Well, you'll hear that in the interview, and I think they all had a great time this past weekend at their first practice there. It looks like a beautiful location. I can't wait to get there myself. So we're going to listen to these messages here, and then we're going to be talking with Mr. and Mrs. Excitement themselves, Jay and Deb Harris.
This is Radio Doc Dogs.
We love the sound of play. That's why when it fades due to joint discomfort, we feel our dog's pain. But for our pups, motion is a must. That's why there's GlycoFlex. Patented, clinically researched ingredients put the power of play back into their lives. GlycoFlex provides the right joint support and a delicious chew for your healthy, happy pup. Good boy.
Mind if we pay your vet bills? Embrace Pet Insurance will be there for you when unexpected veterinary bills threaten to get between you and the best care for your pet. Embrace's comprehensive accident and illness policy covers everything from broken bones to allergies and cancer treatment. Don't wait. Get your free Embrace quote and 10% off when you purchase your policy today at embracepetinsurance.com/docdogs. Best friends deserve the best care. Protect them with Embrace Pet Insurance.
Living a healthy life comes naturally for dogs. They crave daily exercise, clean nutrition, and lots of love. Give them what they long for, healthy, wholesome treats that smell and taste amazing. Zoox dog treats are made right here in the USA using safe, natural ingredients. You'll know it's good for them. They'll know you love them. Zoox dog treats. Fuel the love.
This is Radio Doc Dogs.
All right, my guest is Mr. and Mrs. Excitement, Jay and Deb Harris. Hey, Jay and Deb, what's up?
Hey!
You guys doing all right there in North Carolina?
Yes, sir. We're enjoying this beautiful weather. It's been a hot August, but that's normal for North Carolina. In a couple of weeks, it'll be cooling off like the rest of the country.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yep, I hear you there. But we want to talk about your new dock and pool. That's the exciting news that I know people have seen on social media and everything. It's just, you know, now it's official, I guess, right?
Yes, it's official. Indian Creek Canine Aquatics is up and running. And I just have to sit back and smile because it's been a tough road a little bit on getting the permits and getting it built and everything, but it's all done. There are some few things that I'll do later on to make things better, but essentially we're done, you know, as far as the dock and pool is concerned.
Awesome.
I just have to smile, you know, every day. It's just grand, you know. The biggest thing that I would like to point out, without Deb's support, it would have never happened. Because there was a time that I said, you know, I don't know if I can do this or not. I got kind of frustrated on getting the permits and everything. And some people text me and all this and kind of use my quote against me a little bit, and they said, you know, Jay Harris, failure is not an option.
Right.
They were right. Failure is not an option.
Right, and, right. So surely you've been trying it out a bit already and getting a play on it, and how's it feel?
It don't move. it's probably one of the most sturdy docks that you'll ever be on.
Awesome.
Like my construction foreman and the inspector from the county said, you do realize that you could set a Mack truck on top of this thing and it would not go nowhere. I said, yep, that's what I wanted. I do not want it to move, and it doesn't. I haven't proven it yet, but I think you could put a glass of water on the railing and you could jump up and down. You might not even make a ripple in the water.
Wow.
Glass.
Wow. That's awesome. Well, everything you do, Jay, I know you always do good work and you do quality work and you make sure that it's done that way. Just by nature, that's the person you are. So I'm sure it's a fantastic doc, the way it's set up and everything like that.
Well, I appreciate that. I kind of used my 11 years of experience in the dock diving world and kind of incorporated and put some thought into what was correct for the competitors and people coming out and visiting us and everything. You know, there's a lot of things that I did that I didn't have to do, but I think when people show up and they come out there, they're gonna say, wow, you know, you really gone overboard here. But no, I haven't. You know, one of my priorities was to make sure that it was a safe place for humans and our four-legged friends, and didn't want any escaping, and didn't want anything coming in. for that matter.
Right.
And it's kind of built like a dog park. Everything's double gated as far as the entrance gates, except for the large gates are not double gated, but the entrance gates that people will be coming through are double gated, that, you know, you close one before you open up the other one. And everything is, all the fencing, board fencing, is got wire mesh on it where the pups cannot go out if they did get off a lead. And if somebody's out here by themselves at all and using the dock, they can basically let their dogs off lead, and they've got close to an acre to play around in, you know?
Cool.
And but yeah, I'm really satisfied the way it turned out, and really looking forward to 2017. We are, you know, kind of low-key for the rest of 2016, but we do have a Carolina Dot Dogs practice coming up this Saturday, which this broadcast will probably be after the fact. Really looking forward to Carolina Dot Dogs showing up Saturday the 27th, and that'll be the first test of a large group of people, and I'm really anxious to see what they all have to say about it.
Well, that's good. That's fantastic to hear. I know they'll have a good time, and you guys will have a good time too, kind of initiating or getting that dock going officially. And it should be also, like you said, it'll be a good little test. While you've probably covered everything, there's always one or two little things that I'm sure you'll note afterwards that you can try and make an improvement. And I know you will. And that's the great thing about you. Like I said, you don't do anything half-assed. You do it right.
I appreciate that. Yeah, I mean, there's been four teams that have already come out and used it. And the first thing that I told them, if you see anything that you think that I need to improve on or change, please let me know. And so far, it's been like, wow, I think you got all the bases covered here, sir. So that really... makes me feel good.
That's cool. Very cool. That's awesome. All right. So, again, so you got, well, you're going to, yeah, after this broadcast, it'll be the fact that you had a practice. So we'll have to catch up with you again and hear that. What about any other future plans for the rest of the 2016? More practices planned, or, you know, what's your plans there?
Most definitely, there'll be some more Carolina Dot Dogs practices in the future. After the August the 27th, I look for a practice probably in October. But the most important thing that I want to let everybody know is September the 24th and 25th is going to be a two-day open house. And I encourage everybody, if you, without a dog or with a dog, come by and see us. It will be in conjunction with a Carolina Dot Dogs practice for both days. We will also be having our annual banquet, or not banquet, our annual cookout here at the Indian Creek Canine Aquatics.
Cool.
And on Saturday, and then the Sunday the 25th will be just an open day of people coming out, and I hope everybody comes out with a smile and sees the place, and you know, I invite everybody. I'm kind of doing it as, come on out. One big party with 100 of my closest friends, or non-closest friends, you know. Bring it. Bring it to Noah's Ark, you know. And that'll be the last big thing for 2016 besides the practices. The dock will be open basically till the week before Worlds. We got Carolina Dot Dogs has 22 teams right now going to Worlds that have accepted the invites, and these are individual teams, you know, and so I know we're going to have a practice the week before Worlds, and for everybody to get their dogs with.
Deb, what do you think about all that? What did you think when Jay said he wanted to do this in the beginning? Were you, like, on board, or did you tell me he's crazy?
Well, I was all for it. He wanted to do this a couple of years ago in another place, and I told him no. I said, if you want to do this, you do this on our land where it's our dock, and that way we don't have to drive 10 miles, just go help somebody jump their dog, but yeah, I was all for it, and I'm really all for it since he's here on our property.
Well, that's
he's done a great job, and I think people that see it, they'll be very, very proud.
I'll bet they will, and it's got to be really nice to have a dock and pool at your place, and then, you know, in the future have some events, and you just walk over to your bed and for the night, right? Of course, you have some crazies like me down there who are going to be keeping you up all night going, you ain't just walking over to your bed. Oh, no, you're staying out here having a couple drinks with me, you know?
I would be okay with me.
Well, you know, Jim, when we formed Carolina Dot Dolls in 2009, you know, we promoted a lot about the club because we had a practice place at the pond. And, you know, it's kind of evolved that the pond is kind of obsolete now. People, for whatever reason, don't like jumping into a pond. They would rather jump into a dock or jump off a dock into a pool that simulates competition.
Right.
So that really kind of pushed me to the point where, okay, if Carolina's Dot Dogs is going to really grow and survive, we need a place to practice. And so, you know, I built it. And I think they'll all come. You know, I think they'll all be here. And, yeah, there are some things coming up in 2017 that I can't go into details right now, but I can assure you that 2017 is going to be awesome here at Noah's Ark.
That's cool. And you know, you call it Noah's Ark, and some people may not understand that. Let's explain that to them a bit, would you?
Well, it didn't start out as Noah's Ark. When we were getting the nursery ready, when we were getting ready to bring Noah home, they dressed it out with the Ark theme. There's a picture on the wall of an ark and the animals and all this stuff, you know, and the whole thing around his nursery has been Noah's Ark or around the ark theme. So I don't know, after the night light was turned on or the light was turned on up there, it was like a shining star over the dock and pool. And I said, you know, we just want to name this Noah's Ark.
Yeah.
He has inspired us tremendously. That smile of his is second to none. What this child has been through is, you know, just...
He's a walking miracle.
He is.
He's a walking miracle. And, you know, he's inspired me to push on. I can look at him, and he gives me that smile, and it's like, get on up there and get this thing going, you know, type thing. And I might be an old man, but I tell you what, he makes me feel young. And, he just really keeps me, keeps us both on our toes, but then turn right around. He's so much pleasure to be around.
Well, that is awesome. That's so cool to hear. And Noah just had a birthday recently, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Yeah, last Friday he turned
1 year old.
1 year.
August the 19th. And I don't think he was too impressed with his birthday cake because he's really not eating as much as, you know, through his mouth as he should. But he's gaining every day, eating through his mouth. And he's laid down now. And, you know, he's already gone to bed, and he's on the pump from 9 o'clock at night till 9 o'clock in the morning. And then he has a feeding period during the day, but Deb has really, really worked with him tremendously on getting him to eat more and more through his mouth. But, you know, you got to realize that he's never, that's something he's not accustomed to. And so we've actually had to train him to eat through his mouth, you know. But he's just inspiration, you know. So much positive attitude. And of course, I know some people might say, well, he's a child, he don't know. But trust me, he knows. He knows pain. He knows this. He knows that. And you can see it on his face.
I think he's an inspiration to a lot of people, you know, outside of your house. I know what a tremendous one he is to you guys. But, you know, the posts and the news and the things we see about that just tough fighter is just inspiration to a lot of people.
Yep, and, you know, I've always been a positive person, and I think that has taken me a long ways in my life with my career and things. But he has showed me that positive thinking and never give up is the way to go. You can sit around, you can bitch and complain about how bad you have it, but just turn around once and I'll guarantee you, you'll find somebody's got a whole lot worse than you do.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, that's so true. So true.
I have to say this, Jim. Noah has mellowed the old Jaybird out. He's not as ill as he normally is. He's just a mellow old man now.
Oh, I can't believe that. That's cool.
Well, mellowing me out. That's pretty damn good there, Jim.
Well, that's the truth.
No, it's, I'm up for the challenge. What can I say?
That's awesome. That's awesome. Hey, well, you know, this is a dog show. How are your dogs doing?
They're doing fantastic. You know, one of my goals was I wanted to get the docking pool up and running, be able to get Sir Holly in there and be able to swim with him because, you know, he's 12 and a half years old now. He's doing fine, don't get me wrong. He's like the rest of us. He gets up a little slower in the mornings. And, you know, he's ready to lay down at night or whatever. But it was a proud moment when I was able to get him in the pool and be able to share that with him. Because without him, I don't think any of this would be possible. It would never enter my mind to do something like this.
Right.
And, of course, all the rest of them, they're like, I think I know what that is up there. Let me in there. So I let them all in one day, and they were like, wow. They were up on the dock, and they didn't really know what to do. but it didn't take them long to figure it out. They were all in the pool swimming around.
They're like, wait, this is in my yard? Holy smokes, this is awesome.
Yep, they figured out that... oh, we can't get through this fence unless they open up the gate. But yeah, it's just awesome, and you know, it's I'm really looking forward to spending the time with them since we do have everything completed now, and get back into training the dogs and getting them in shape, and you know, enjoying it ourselves as a pool and dock, as well as other people enjoying it.
That's cool. That's awesome, and that's cool. Looking forward to some good times there. It's gonna be a great time. But you know what else is gonna be a great time? Is you guys are coming out to Worlds again, aren't you?
Oh yeah, yeah. We've already booked our plane tickets and all. We'll be flying in on Wednesday. We get there, well, I think 3:30 on Wednesday afternoon. We won't be leaving until Monday. But Noah's coming with us. This will be the first time, of course, he's ever flown, and really looking forward to it. I know there's going to be a lot of people that want to meet him and all this, and I'm really looking forward to getting him on that plane and holding him and all that good stuff.
That's cool. That's awesome. Looking forward to seeing him there, too. You know, you guys have been at Worlds, you know, you're coming out, you didn't even get any dog invites, you know, you come out and you're really great proponents of supporting everything that goes on at Worlds, part of the whole party.
Yep. You know, a lot of people still question that. How can you go to Worlds without a dog? Well, you know, that's what we do now. I haven't been pushing any invites. Of course, I haven't had time in 2016 to even be concerned about it. Kind of slowed down our dog diving event schedule for 2016, but like I say, look out for 2017. We got a bunch of veteran dogs now. Mr. Bentley is now a veteran. Mercedes will be a veteran. And so, you know, look out. Wow. Coming back with a vengeance.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, that's... Time sure does fly by, doesn't it? But,
Ari, I was thinking on the way home this evening, that, you know, by the time Noah's ready to get on the dock, pretty confident that we won't have any of the original dogs left. And so, you know, the next puppy that we get will be a puppy for him. And So really looking forward to, what is it, 2022, I think it is, or 21, that it'll be his time on the dock. And trust me, as soon as he turns 7 years old, he's going to be up there. He's going to know what to do.
You're planning ahead. I like that. Good thinking. So well, I really appreciate you guys coming on and telling us about this new facility you have. That's so cool. Looking forward to seeing it myself, of course, personally, and hoping, you know, nothing but great success, and it should be some really good times in the future right there at your location.
Well, I appreciate that, but again, 24th and 25th of September, bring it. Bring it on down to North Carolina if you just want to come down and hang out. Well, of course, that offer is anytime. You got a free weekend, you want to come down and visit us, come on. Let us know you're coming, and we will welcome you with open arms. And the dock is available, and there also is camping available here, dry camping. We do have the port-a-john and all that. We'll work out the details when you get here.
Awesome. All right, well, thanks, Jay, Deb. Always great talking with you. Appreciate it. And we'll have to follow up again and then make sure everything's going great there and talk with you soon, and we'll see you at Worlds. I can't wait.
Fantastic, Jim.
This is Radio Doc Dogs.
Well, that's exciting news. I can tell by the excitement in Jay's voice. He is just ecstatic to have this going on and have this all at his location, his facility there. He's been such a long-time participant in the world of Doc Dogs in many different ways, club president, competitor, breeder to some of the Doc Dogs that we still know out there, and just contributor all around. He's a big fan. I think that's probably sums it up most of all. He is a giant Doc Dogs fan, and he just loves it, and that shows just by what he talked about going to Worlds and everything too. So. Just a cool interview. I'm very happy for those guys. I really do hope people take advantage of his offer to come on out to the facility. I think that would be so cool. I think it'd be a great time. Just you know, it's more than jumping dogs. It's your friends. It's seeing them. It's getting to talk with Jay and Deb, and kind of a little party going on there for sure. And I think it'd be a great time. So I hope you take advantage of that as well. Well, that's it for this episode of Radio Doc Dogs. Don't forget, if you'd like to be a guest host of Radio Doc Dogs, contact me. I can tell you how you can get involved. We're looking for worldwide members that are going to Doc Dogs events, whether they're clubs events or worldwide events. Either way, we'd like to talk with you, and that also includes any Dueling Dogs events that are coming up on the schedule that I read to you earlier in this episode. All right, everyone, have a great weekend, a Labor Day weekend. So it should be a long one. If you're jumping your pups, well, you'd be safe on those roads. There's going to be some of those crazies out there. So take your time. You'll get there in good health along with your dog. So be safe, jump big, and I will see you on the dock.
Radio Doc Dogs is produced by Precise Video Productions. Copyright 2016.
Radio Doc Dogs.